I'd like to speak to you about the love of God. The love of God is extraordinary, and I just want to begin with God's love for humanity. It says in Deuteronomy 7:9, "Now therefore, that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 years. Psalm 86:15, "But you, O Lord, are a merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness." So as we look at this and reflect on who God is, God loves humanity. It says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." God loves humanity. God created us in his image. We come from God. And so he has a purpose for us. And so as we understand this right here, that God loves us, God loves humanity, God loves those who are Christians, God loves those who aren't Christians, God loves everyone. Now, taking it a step further, those who come to Christ, being drawn by the Holy Spirit, are those that begin to receive his love. And I hope that's a way I can look at it and sort of balance this. So when we come to the Father through Jesus Christ and are made right because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross for us, we then can experience the love of God. And so as we begin to understand God's love, because we're no longer under the judgment of God, because God is a God of judgment and justice. And those who choose to reject Christ are not able to experience that love. So God calls us and wants us to experience his love through his son, Jesus Christ. So as we understand that, I think it's important to take that in and to understand those biblical truths. But now, talking to Christians, do we understand how much God loves us? Now, that may seem really sort of a Sunday school type thing. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. But are we living a lot of the time like we're loved? Maybe some of us are. I still struggle with this. It's like I understand that I'm made right with God through Jesus Christ. I know that my sins are forgiven because of that. So now, as I walk around and I live my life and I try to grow as a Christian, sometimes I'm so focused on my performance. And let me just stop here for a moment and say, we're not trying to stay in good standing with God through our performance. That is impossible. I mean, think about it. We could never do enough good to stay on God's good side as a Christian. I mean, some of us take the road of denial. We deny certain sins, and therefore we try to judge others and say, okay, we're right with God, and because we're not doing certain sins. So we make some sins worse than other sins, and then we judge others who struggle with those sins. And maybe our pattern of sin is different than other people, but our sin to us doesn't look as bad as other people's sin is, so therefore we think, okay, I'm maintaining my relationship with God. But the reality is we came to God and were made right with him through Jesus Christ, and that's the only way we stay right with him is through Jesus Christ. And so I don't want to get too much in the area of theology, but I believe theology is important, so I want to embrace that and sort of highlight a few points here from the aspect of theology. So one of the ones that we can look at is positional sanctification. We are made right with God, and our position remains right before God because of Jesus Christ. Then we have progressive sanctification, which is this process every day of becoming more like Jesus. This is what we're talking about here. So as we get into this and understand it and sort of realize that we cannot do enough to stay on God's good side. And then other people have different ways of getting around this, and I don't know how it is, but when I look into my own heart each day, I don't measure up. And you know something? It's okay, because I'm trusting in the one who measured up and walked this earth some 2,000 years ago as the perfect Son of God. Walked as a man, but never ceased to be God. And he paid the price for me. And he lived the perfect life for me so that I don't have to carry that burden of being perfect. I can trust in Jesus Christ. I can look to Him. I can put my faith in Him and know that on a good day or a bad day or a good afternoon or a bad afternoon, whatever's going on in my life, He holds me. He loves me with an unconditional, eternal, extravagant, extraordinary love. And that love is just amazing. And so, as we understand this more and more, we are transformed. When we understand more and more that we can just rely on the perfection of Christ, how wonderful and amazing He is, and that's enough to keep us right with God. Now, does that mean we live any way we want to live? No. A million times no. Absolutely not. We now, because we have received this free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, we want to walk with Him hand in hand and grow. So I'm not saying live any way you want to live, nor am I saying that we won't struggle each day in some kind of way, because we will. But I'm just saying that Jesus Christ is absolutely amazing. He is perfect. He is righteous. He is holy. He's done everything to make us right with the Father. And He is enough. So in your Christian walk, are you pulling away from God or are you being drawn to God? Which is it that's going on? God bless you and have a wonderful day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.